This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas Police Chief David Brown retires today after 33 years with the force, six as its leader. At times, Brown clashed with police unions over low morale and low pay, but his advocacy for pay raises and hiring more officers recently paid off. The new city budget will include pay raises for first responders and money to hire 449 officers. Brown has said he did not retire because of the July 7th ambush on police in downtown Dallas, although the notoriety that followed felt, quote, self-serving and uncomfortable to him. There's no word yet on Brown's post-retirement plans. Assistant Chief David Pugh will serve as interim police chief while the city conducts a national search for candidates. Now, community policing was a priority for David Brown. As part of her two-day visit to Dallas, Attorney General Loretta Lynch spoke at Sunset High School yesterday about how to bridge the gaps between police and the communities they serve. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
The Attorney General opened the conversation by saying that the Dallas Police Department is helping lead the way on community-oriented policing. Lynch lauded the department for investing in use of force training, community relations, and transparency. In an hour-long discussion, she heard from high school students and police recruits, as well as Dallas Cowboys players Jason Witten and Barry Church. Sunset High School senior King Shiru Justice took part in the discussion.
It was definitely necessary. The conversation was definitely necessary. And one thing that I felt like everybody should take from it is we should all be trying to find a compromise, because if we stand as a whole, then nothing can stop you.
Justice is part of a program Sunset High School offers for students who are interested in careers in law and law enforcement. Most of the students in the session were part of that program. Christian Garcia, a junior, said he told the Attorney General that police departments should interact with kids early.
It starts with just building a healthy relationship with our police department at a young age, implementing that relationship as soon as possible. Whereas if you're starting to reach out to people by the time we're in high school, you know, by then it may be too late. We start to make our minds up.
Lynch's North Texas visit continues with a national night out event with the Dallas Police Department. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Our American Graduate Initiative focuses on education each week. A curriculum new to North Texas is bringing a hands-on approach to business courses at eight schools this year. KERA's Bill Zeeble visited a class at Fort Worth's Trimble Tech High.
From the start, it's easy to see that this class is a bit unusual. There are no blackboards, no whiteboards, no desks. We're not even in a classroom. It's the library. And the teacher today, Grant Mankin, isn't even on Trimble Tech's faculty.
You can go sit at a table, but just get in those groups. Do that now. You got 1 minute.
Clock ticking, the students find seats at round tables. And the heat's about to rise. The class begins to feel like Shark Tank, the hit TV show where entrepreneurs hope to get their products funded by business leaders.
You are in your groups. I hope you have chosen wisely, because these groups are now your company.
Mankin issues today's challenge.
You have 5 minutes to use a tennis racket in a different way than to play tennis. Ready? 5 minutes, go.
One group ponders its options. A student suggests a waffle maker, another a fly swatter. 16-year-old Cassandra Renteria weighs the ideas.
Can we just improve it, right? Can we change the model of it?
I mean, not all. I mean, I'm pretty sure they all come in.
The students, working as a team solving a problem under pressure, it's part of the interactive approach from the education nonprofit called Youth Entrepreneurs out of Kansas. O.J. Abaniche, who's also known as Coach, likes the group's hands-on approach. He normally teaches this Trimble Tech business class, but steps aside a few times a month to make way for youth entrepreneurs.
Most entrepreneurship classes, you would pretty much teach it like a business management course. Talk a lot about business plans and market groups. The kids are learning while having fun, so they're learning without even really knowing that they're learning at times.
The students keep working on their tennis racket competition. One group comes up with a cheese slicer, another snowshoes. One creates a boat paddle. Cassandra's foursome decides on a multi-purpose product. She presents it to the judges, who are the teachers.
It can be used as a fly killer, a pasta drainer, waffle maker, And I can also use, like, propeller to take you places, because he didn't say it had to be realistic, did he? No, he didn't. All right. And we also can use it as a skateboard and a fan. And our thing...
Mankin offers his critique.
There was one product that did everything. Do you think that that's a good way to market a product? No way I'm going to be making waffles on the same thing I'm going to be swatting flies with. Right?
Lesson learned. First-hand experience is often the teacher here, less so than from a book. Mankin's other lessons? Your product should do one thing better than anything else out there. He also says, name it.
How are you going to sell a product if you don't have anything to call it? How many times do you ever see a product on TV that doesn't have a name? You don't. It could have a really stupid name. But at least it has a name, right?
Before Cassandra took this class, she thought her options were limited. This entrepreneur class opens things up.
Most of the things that they had was, like, cosmetology and stuff like that. It really didn't connect to me because I'm not really the girly type. What I wanted to do was, like, make things. Like, I really find that fascinating. I like to sell products because I like to go meet people, interact with people, and it's just something I would like to do in the future.
Trimble Tech principal Omar Ramos is on board with this effort. He likes its creative approach.
The kids need to see a real-life person from the industry or from the outside and talk to them and say, this is how things work, okay? They need to hear it from the outside, and they'll say there's actual application to what Coach is telling us.
Even if student Cassandra or her classmates don't become entrepreneurs, and instructor Mankin says 80% of them won't, he says lessons from this class should serve her and anyone well.
You can't teach someone how to be an entrepreneur, but you can teach someone how to think like one. They're thinking like an entrepreneur, whether they're accountants, whether they're going to college. They're owning what they're doing, and they're owning their own success.
Mankin says that creative teamwork, thinking on your feet, speaking publicly and confidently, those skills aren't just for entrepreneurs, they're universal. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 88. It's 71 degrees now in Dallas, 72 in Fort Worth.